I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. I'm Amanda Dixon. Tim has the day off. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report is a developing one. A man is dead after a car blew through 3 yards and a house in West Valley City. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, police say they were monitoring a stolen vehicle after 7 o'clock last night and followed it to the area of Lehigh and Beaver Streets, where three teenagers got out.
The two passengers fled and they were taken into custody, but the driver got back into the vehicle. As soon as the officer saw the driver get back into the vehicle, an officer that was down the road just slightly threw spike strips into the street.
West Valley City spokesperson Roxanne Vainuku says the driver continued on, hit a spike strip, and then proceeded to crash into multiple cars, ran through 3 yards, a house, with a 24-year-old man standing outside. He was killed. The car also forced homes to evacuate for a time after it caused a gas leak. The 15-year-old was apprehended and later taken to the hospital. Reporting live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The get-out-of-town rush is in full swing this Friday, and UDOT says there are going to be some large backups this afternoon. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
Traffic engineers are expecting delays along the Wasatch Front this Memorial Day weekend, particularly in the afternoon on both directions of I-15.
Now, if you want to avoid that congestion and getting stuck in any type of bottleneck, then you know, it's probably best to travel in the times that others aren't going to be out on the road as much.
UDOT spokesperson John Gleason says the best times to travel are early morning or late at night, avoiding afternoon traffic today and Monday. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Travel for Memorial Day weekend is expected to rival pre-pandemic numbers. ABC's Rhiannon Alley has some airport tips.
Officials say they are ready for the crowds, and TSA's new rules for pre-check are expected to alleviate some of the delays on the ground.
Now teenagers who are on the same reservation with a parent can go through TSA PreCheck, ages 13 through 17.
And even if you do have PreCheck, travel experts warn
those lines will likely be long as well because the secret's out.
Pack properly because a secondary bag search in security will cause delays not only for you but other passengers as well.
If you're hitting the road today to get out of town or get to the airport, we will have triple team traffic starting at noon today to help you get around any backups. Speaking of vacations, apparently a lot of people want to go cruising. The cruise industry says their ships are filling up while other travel industries have cooled off a bit.
Analysts at Citi are growing more bullish on the cruise lines, upgrading Carnival from neutral to buy. Analysts there say they're seeing continued positive momentum in bookings with no signs of abating, which they add is a stark contrast to what we're starting to see in other parts of the travel world. Carnival, Royal, and Norwegian are revealing this earnings season that average occupancy has rebounded sharply, in some cases to 100% or higher.
That's CNBC business reporter Seema Modi reporting. A man is recovering from injuries this morning after his car went off of a cliff near Little Mesa in Washington County. Officials say the car fell 200 feet with the man inside. Washington County Sheriff's Office Deputy Jacob Paul says it started when this man tried to help another car who was stuck.
One male vehicle was stuck in a spot there. Another one came from the top trying to get to him to get him out, and he ended up hitting a rock and rolling off the edge.
Paul says the man was injured but was able to climb out of the car and get back up on the road. Tens of thousands of Utah school kids will enjoy their final day of the school year today, and the rest will be out in the next week or two. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell has more. Hugo?
Amanda, Alpine Canyons, Murray, Davis, and Weber districts are heading out for the summer, but Granite, Jordan, and Salt Lake City students will have to hold on to their pens for just a little bit. They leave in early June. To those graduating, Coach Kalani Sitake tells the class of 2023, don't be afraid to fail. You'll hear the word no, but you're going to try hard, learn a lot of things, and get yourself closer to hearing yes. Reporting live, Hugo Cardwell, KSL News Radio.
The kids at Payson High School are kicking off a year-long campaign to get Kevin Bacon to come to their prom next year. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz. Now I gotta
cut loose. It's a massive year-long campaign called Hashtag Bacon to Payson to get him here for the 40th anniversary of the movie and Payson's prom before the school gets torn down.
Since the original structure that was used for filming Footloose is going to be gone, we wanted to kind of take the chance to not only celebrate the movie, but celebrate the high school.
Jenny Staley is the student council advisor. Over the summer and the next year, the kids will hold a ton of events to raise money and try to make this happen.
We're going
to
make it Footloose Year at Payson High.
They've also set up BaconToPayson.com to see if you're within a degree of Kevin Bacon and can help. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Staley says they have made contact with Bacon's manager through the Utah Film Commission, but he has not committed yet. Still hopeful. First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report, and here's Andy Farnsworth.
Amanda, we've got a crash along 215 South End. It's over by the 6200 South exit on the east side, Holiday Cottonwood area. It's eastbound heading from the Highland Drive exit over to 6200 South. Only the far right lane getting by on this crash. Very wet conditions on that part of I-215. The rain stopped. We still have slowdowns I-15 in South Salt Lake. And they still got that rollover crash on the ramp from I-80 to southbound 215 on the west side. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Lawmakers in Washington, D.C. say they're working on a two-year deal to raise the debt ceiling. But at this point, a deal has not been finalized.
Lawmakers who've already left town may be booking flights back here early if a deal is finally nailed down today or over the holiday weekend. Speaker Kevin McCarthy has promised members 3 days to read a final debt ceiling bill. So that time needs to be factored into any agreement reached. Lawmakers seem destined to take this down to the wire.
ABC's Lindsay Watts reporting from Washington. One day after he announced he's running for president, Ron DeSantis' campaign says it raised $8.2 million. The campaign calls it a huge success. The U.S. Army is taking a closer look at what happened after Navy SEAL recruit Kyle Mullen died following Hell Week. A finalized report shows performance-enhancing drugs were used by some candidates, but not Kyle.
After days of being ill, yet still training, Mullen was found to have died of pneumonia. And with no misconduct found on Kyle's part, he was deemed to have died in the line of duty. But the Navy's report found that some recruits were pushed to use performance-enhancing drugs to cope with the program's requirements. Despite a dropping graduation rate, the program's commander refused to adjust it, telling leaders zero is an okay number. Hold the standard.
ABC's Andrea Fujii reporting.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at KSLPodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.